Good morning and welcome to another edition of St. Louis Voices. I am Brian O'Brien, and in the studio with me this morning, I have Mr. Rick Cantor, and he's the president and founder of Avery's Angels, and I also have David Baum. He is the vice president. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. I am doing well. So you guys are here this morning to talk about Avery's Angels. So for those who may not know who are listening this morning, tell everybody what Avery's Angels is all about.
Avery's Angels Foundation was founded on May 7th of 2014 in honor of my daughter, Avery Rain Cantor, who lost her life to suicide on May 5th of 2014. I had come to the conclusion that I could either wallow in self-pity or try and take a positive stance like my daughter would have wanted me to and reach out to help others in need. And that's what Avery's Angels Foundation is all about. We're dedicated to saving lives by getting teens actively involved in the prevention of teenage suicide. We provide educational programs that empower teens to recognize the signs and symptoms of suicide and take the necessary actions to stop the loss of life.
Okay.
And Avery's Angels has been established as a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation. So we are, any gifts to Avery's Angels are tax deductible.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal is to significantly reduce, if not eliminate, teen suicide.
Okay. Now, I understand that, you know, teen suicide, you know, can be prevalent in teens these days. So what is something that may cause a teen to take his or her life?
Well, first off, let me give you some numbers. They're okay. Pretty staggering. I talk about my daughter just for a second before we get into the statistics.
Okay.
But there is no racial barrier here. There's no economic barrier. It affects everyone.
Mm.
And Avery was a 4.40 student.
Wow.
She was actively involved in two sports. She was playing soccer and field hockey at a varsity level. She was an editor on the school newspaper. She was very popular. And with that said, we had unfortunately had her diagnosed with depression a few weeks prior to her passing. Mm. Though she did have some minor depression when she was younger, but depression is one of the chief things that that can lead to attempts of by young people, and one out of 12 young people, teens, will attempt suicide.
Wow.
So the numbers, that's just one statistic, and it's I've read a couple different formats, but it's the second leading cause of death from the ages of 10 years old to 24 years old.
Wow.
Number one being accidental death. So there's a lot of things that that can lead to that, bullying being one of them, emotional disorders, depression, like I said, mood disorders, alcohol and other drug substances can also be reasons behind it. But basically, you're looking at mental illness. And that's from your family history to someone losing a job. There's a lot of things that can trigger depression. You can loss of a significant other. You don't have your support groups. You get isolated. A lack of health care, not knowing that there's really something available out there. And there is help available for everyone out there. If you're sad, tell somebody about it, and we'll help you as Avery's Angels Foundation. We'll hook you up with a professional to to evaluate you. So we are here to help. And but those are just a couple of the other signs.
Like I said, there's some other very good organizations in St. Louis.
Absolutely,
the CHADS Coalition also can help teens who are considering suicide. The Kudos Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
They all have resources in place. And by the way, some of that is through the Children's Fund that the voters of St. Louis County put in place a few years back. And that some of that money is providing mental health care for children who otherwise could not afford it.
Okay.
And so that's really important. One other thing I think that's important to note is there's a, you know, we're talking about teen suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And a teenager's brain is not fully formed. The evidence now is that our brains are not fully formed until we're 25 years of age.
Mm.
And they also don't have the experience that an adult has. So when something, you know, some immediate thing occurs that causes them to be depressed or that causes them to doubt their self-worth, it potentially has a much greater impact on a teen than an adult who might have experience and foresight that, you know, things are going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why teens often seem to commit suicide. And sometimes people say, well, why'd that happen? We didn't see it coming. And so it's very important to learn to recognize what those signs are.
Mm-hmm.
Potential signs of suicide, and to try and intervene early.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, as I said, teens just don't oftentimes have the ability to see beyond what's happening right now.
Right now. Mm-hmm. Now, Rick, did you, were there any signs leading up to maybe, you know, this happening to your daughter?
Towards the end, there were some issues where her behavior was changing from her loving, bubbly self to someone that I didn't recognize, even a little bit impulsive or aggressive tendencies came out, which she was never that way. So there wasn't a lot of signs, and we had sought help. Both from her school in Rockwood. She went to Lafayette High School.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd also reached out to professionals. But at this point, we thought we were in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
And that we had reached out and someone was going to take care of this. And mm-hmm. It's never going to happen to your child.
Yeah.
But guess what? It can happen to your child, your grandchild, your neighbor's child. It's prevalent throughout the United States. I mean, 16% of students reported they had seriously considered attempting suicide during a 12-month survey, and 13% of the students reported they had a plan. They were ready to off themselves. It's tough to think of these numbers and look at them and explain them to other folks. It's just the actual truth. So yes, we had some signs,
mm-hmm.
But we didn't think she was at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And what caused her to go over the edge was she was on an antidepressant,
mm-hmm.
and unbeknownst to us, she was drinking on a regular basis. And when you mix these antidepressants with alcohol, it can take you to a dark place. Now, I'll never know all the things that triggered her final decision.
Mm-hmm.
But my gut feeling is that that she was in that dark place. She didn't think that there was any way out. And that's probably what happened. So, yeah, we reached out for sure. And unfortunately, in this case, we didn't get what we needed. Pardon me.
And unfortunately, suicide almost always involves some kind of mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a difficult thing to deal with. But you asked about warning signs. And I think maybe we should talk a little bit about what the warning signs are. And obviously, someone talking about wanting to die or kill themselves, that's a major warning sign, and that's immediate cause for intervention.
That had been said by my daughter, and that's when we were already in therapy, but she said to me, Dad, I don't want to be here.
Mm.
And, you know, that was, you know, we were already acting on it, but I think at that point we were too far gone. You know, her feeling of hopelessness or having no purpose or no reason to live may have been, you know, part of it. But when these kids are talking about feeling trapped or talking about being a burden to others or feelings of self-blame and shame, when you see an increase in, unfortunately, in our case, the use of alcohol.
Or drugs.
Or drugs, right? The anxiousness she showed, the agitation, the irritability, the recklessness, these were things that were showing up. She was having trouble sleeping.
And it can be, by the way, a change in sleeping patterns, either having trouble sleeping or sleeping much more than they normally
do. Right.
Okay.
Those are both warning signs.
Okay.
Yeah. What other warning signs are there, Dave?
Withdrawing from your friends, isolating yourself from your family, your friends, your community. That's sometimes a warning sign. Showing rage or a hostile outburst, particularly if that's not normal behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, extreme mood swings, and especially if one of those moods is depression.
Mm. Oh, and that we noted her, it looked like a different person completely. It was a little shocking, really, to be honest.
And by the way, all of these warning signs we're talking about, it's information that we've been provided by a psychologist that we work with, Rick Pearl.
Okay. I can't even fathom, Rick, the pain that you went through. You know, losing your child, you losing your daughter, you know, it's got to be hard for you to talk about sometimes, right?
Yeah, most definitely. But through her loss, this Avery's Angels Foundation was created.
Okay.
And if I focus and the board focuses, and we have some great people on our board, if we focus and we get things done, and like David had said, there's other foundations out there that are doing the same thing, but through this particular foundation, I am trying to feed my soul and to help others. And it's an old Jewish saying: if you can save one life, it's like saving the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're trying to do, and I believe that we will drive numbers down with our efforts, and that we will, in fact, make a difference over time.
So now, for those who are listening this morning, we're talking to Rick and Dave from Avery's Angels Foundation about teen suicide. Now, for those listening, you know, what can we do as listeners, you know, to help address the issue of teen suicide? How can we, you know, how can we help?
I think getting the information into not only the teens' hands, but the community, the teachers, administration, the counselors, all these folks should have this information at hand. And partly what we're doing with Senate Bill 328 is along those lines. Okay. And we are trying to get legislation passed, get things on the books that will help and will guide people and give them information. But the main thing is to educate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Go on to Avery's Angels Foundation. Go to the Jason Foundation. Go to Chad's. Look on these sites. Educate yourself. These are our children. They're our most prized possession. And any of these signs you see, don't play around. These can be serious, and it can lead to a loss of life. And so that, I'd say the main thing is to, through education, that we'll be able to spread the word and save some lives.
Mm-hmm. And Rick mentioned Senate Bill 328, which has been sponsored by Senator Jill Shoup. That bill would require all school districts in the state to develop a policy on suicide awareness and prevention.
Okay.
And we think that's crucial, getting our educators educated about what the warning signs are, what the risk factors are, what resources are available in the community to deal with and to help these teens. And we know that if there is good education made available, both to the educators and to the children in the schools, that will reduce the teen suicide rate. Tennessee has enacted laws and has gotten the curriculum into teacher continuing education and actually into the schools as well. The teen suicide rate in Tennessee has been reduced by about 26%. So there are ways to reduce the numbers.
Mm-hmm. And that's a huge number. 26% doesn't mean we definitely can't do better than that. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what they have done in that state, I tip my hat to them. They've done a fantastic job, and measurably over the past 5 years, they are down 26% in teen suicide. So my hat's off to them, and hopefully Missouri will look at that and consider these things as crucial in saving our assets.
So have you guys had people support the bill, and have you had people maybe to oppose the bill?
Actually, there's been very little opposition, and particularly after Auditor Schweik killed himself, there's really been no opposition.
That's good.
To speak of. It passed, Senate Bill 328 passed unanimously in the Senate. It went to the House, where it passed with only four no votes, but some amendments were added in the House. And so right now, as we're talking, they're trying to reconcile those bills. Whether that will happen before the end of the legislative session, because this is being taped a few days before it's airing, we can't tell you. Mm-hmm. We certainly hope that it will happen. If it doesn't happen this year, we'll be back next year to support this. But there have been some important groups that have supported this legislation. The Missouri School Administrators have, their organization has supported this. We've had support from the School Board Association. We've had support from the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. And, of course, others who are working to reduce or eliminate suicide have also been supportive. And that includes, as we've talked about, Chad's Coalition. Mm-hmm. It has included the Missouri chapter of the National Suicide Prevention Foundation, and I'm probably missing a couple of other organizations as well.
There's people stepping up, not only adults, but I want to tell you a quick story. Avery had a teammate that played soccer with her by the name of Kennedy Brown, who went to Parkway South. She's just graduated. Last weekend, she put on a concert in Kirkwood, and she raised awareness. That's what it was all about. Mm-hmm. Her herself had suffered from depression and suicidal tendencies, and she's come out of it, thank God.
Right.
And she raised, this 18-year-old young woman has taken this thing by the horn. She raised well over $2,000 and probably going to push closer to $3,000 before everything's said and done. And she has next year set up. So not only do we have the adults looking at it, but we have the kids. And I'm going to go back to say that kids are really the key factor here. If we can get peer-to-peer groups going, properly educated and supervised, then we will make a difference. If we can get the curriculum in school, we will make a difference. Mm-hmm. There will be it will be like Tennessee. Hopefully we'll do better. But when you get stuff into curriculum as young as 10 years old, I know it sounds crazy, but when those numbers are saying 10 to 24 and it's the second leading cause of death, the younger you start, the better off you are. Mm-hmm. And not only educating these kids, but having them talk to each other. Because I know when I was growing up, I would talk to Dave. I've known Dave for 50 years plus. But if it was something that we were doing that we didn't want our parents to know about, I guarantee you we didn't talk to them about it.
No.
you remember, well, maybe you're too young to remember, Brian, but when we were young, there was a saying out there, don't trust anyone over 30.
Mm.
And, you know, that's still a teenager's attitude, is there are very few adults that they will trust. And so these peer-to-peer groups that Rick's talking about can be crucial, because if you've got kids who are open, who are available for their peers to talk to and say, I'm having a problem, can you help me out? And they then can connect them with the help that they need. And between that and oftentimes children also trust their teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be, you know, that particular teacher that they're fond of that they'll go talk to where they wouldn't necessarily have talked to their parents about something.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that's why we want the educators educated. But
gotcha.
But ultimately, if we can get peers knowledgeable and available to work with children who are thinking about suicide, we can really drive the numbers down.
Got you. Now, you guys are definitely trying to get this to pass in legislation. So why now is it important to pass this legislation?
We're losing kids. Worldwide, we're losing one person every 40 seconds to suicide.
Wow.
So, I mean, this number is pushing 1 million people worldwide. So, it's pretty important that this is just a good step in the right direction for the state of Missouri to get this on the books. There's 17 states currently that have laws on the books, Tennessee leading the way.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jason Foundation or the
Jason Flatt Foundation.
The Jason Flatt. Yeah, the Flatt Act or the Jason, what's the name of it, Dave?
It's the Jason Flatt Act has been passed
in 13 states.
In 13 states.
Right.
Wow.
And that mandates the education of the teachers, administration, and so forth. So this is where we can see a change.
And we would hope that eventually as school boards adopt their policies, as would be required by Senate Bill 328,
mm-hmm.
that they would also require their teachers to become educated on suicide awareness and prevention.
Yeah, I can't see why they wouldn't. You know, it's like, why not, you know?
Well, that's why I questioned, why would we have 4 votes when it was 137-4? So, you know, when the political system gets in the way of helping our children, then you know, it's difficult sometimes, but you know, it's just the way it is, and we'll work with whatever system we have in place, and we'll try and do our best to make things happen. I don't get it either. How anybody could not want to save a child's life is beyond me, or to vote no against it. I don't get it. There's no cost to the state. There's no fiscal note attached to this bill.
Okay,
so it doesn't cost us anything,
right?
Then let's
do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Let's get it done. Let's start saving lives.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that you guys also have some upcoming events that you guys are doing as far as the organization goes. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've been friends for many years with a gentleman by the name of Sam Clayton,
mm-hmm.
who's a percussionist for a band named Little Feet. Now, 6 of the members of Little Feet are coming into St. Louis. They've been around since 1969. They've played on many albums with just too many to mention. But I'll mention a few. Eric Clapton, Fleetwood Mac, the Doobie Brothers, Robert Palmer, Travis Tritt, Ringo Starr, Bob Dylan.
We said a few.
They're very talented guys, and they got big hearts. Sam has been with them since 1972, and when I called him up, he and I both cried on the phone, and he was the first one to send a check, and these guys are coming from all over the United States. They're not charging a penny for their time.
That's great.
And also, Craig Fuller is coming in, who is one of the founders of Pure Prairie League and had the famous song Amy. Of course, I don't want to leave off Little Feet's Dixie Chicken. That's their kind of their big song. But so that event's going to be held at the pageant on May 23rd.
Okay.
And there are tickets available. You can go to Ticketmaster. You can go down to the Paget and you can get them. But that, this is about creating awareness in our community, and that's what it's all about, is creating awareness. That's one of our mission steps that we get people involved. So doing the concert is... our second event. We had a run last year.
Before we get off the concert, Little Feet is, they're just fantastic musicians. Mm-hmm. And in addition to Little Feet, St. Louis's own Jake's Leg is going to be on the bill as well.
Okay.
And again, they're not charging a thing. They are volunteering their time.
That's cool.
And yeah. Dave Casper, who is a member of Jake's Leg, has been instrumental in helping us plan the event.
Yeah, he's been over my house three or four times and working out details. So it's
they're
good people, and they stepped up. They heard what it was all about, and Rick, we'd be honored. Jake's Leg has been here in this market for 30 years. I went to high school with Dave Casper, who's the lead guitar player for them, and they're good people. They have lost some folks to suicide, so that's why they've wanted to step up, and they've been affected as more people. We get this veil that's covered everything, and get the stigma just blown away. And we need to just do that. We need to address this not only from a local standpoint, but from a national standpoint.
And finally, I want to just briefly mention our friends at Edwards Carpet, who have just been fantastic mm-hmm. in providing us with radio spots to advertise the concert, and mm-hmm. they just have been wonderful.
And I want to also say thanks to Camo X, mm-hmm. and I believe you did a spot, a PSA,
yes, sir,
for the concert. Mm-hmm. But Edwards Carpet, yes, thank you so much for stepping up. We also have a gentleman by the name of James Evan at James Printing out of Kansas City, who provided everything. He has not taken a penny, nor has anybody from Edwards Carpet.
Okay.
We have a gentleman on the East Coast that did all kinds of artwork for us by the name of Rip Bang Productions. And just a good folks that have stepped up. I mean, we have people coming in from the East Coast, the West Coast, all through the Midwest.
Now, let me ask you this. For folks who want to find out more about Avery's Angels Foundation, do you guys have websites, social media, phone number, all that stuff you'd like to share with everybody?
Yes, Avery's Angels Foundation .org is our website. Telephone number is 314-537-6173. We are available anytime, day or night. If there's any problems, any way we can help, we're ready to help.
And you guys are on Facebook too. I found your Facebook page.
Yes, we're on Facebook. We've got girls doing the young girls doing. I guess that's, is that the Twitters or
Twitter. Youngs,
or tweets or whatever,
yeah.
whatever they do. So we're getting young people involved too. So it's the whole gamut of folks. But Avery's Angels Foundation .org will get us share information with you.
All right. Now before we get this, before we get out of here and wrap this up, 30 seconds from the both of you. Give me one thing that people are not aware of when it comes to teen suicide.
Well, they're not aware that it can happen to someone that they love. And speaking from experience, they're not aware how devastating it is to families whose children commit suicide. It is indescribable. The depth of despair that it causes to the parents of the children.
There's no way anybody can understand unless you go through it. And it's something that I don't want anyone to go through. And we'll do everything we can to help, to guide folks. And I don't want it to happen to anybody else. I can't bring Avery back, or I would, but let's try and save other folks. That's what it's all about right now.
All right. Well, you've been listening to another edition of St. Louis Voices with Rick Cantor, president and founder of Avery's Angels Foundation, and David Baum, the vice president. I want to thank you guys for taking some time to talk to us today, and we wish you continued success. And if I can help you in any way with your event you got coming up, you have my number. Feel free to call me. I'll do whatever it takes to
thank you for
to be there for you guys, okay?
I appreciate
Brian, thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.